Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files. On the last Life in Berlin, we heard from Klaus von Keusler, one of the leaders of Tunnel 57. In 1963, von Keusler helped 57 people escape from East Germany. The following year, in 1964, a close friend of his was arrested and sentenced to 10 years for tunnel digging. At the trial, his friend was forced to give up names. Von Keusler could never return to East Germany for fear of being arrested. Several years later, he did have a close call while driving near the border.
My daughters, they were still small kids, and when the East German guard asked my papers, one of my daughters asked my wife, "Listen, do they know that Daddy dug the tunnel in Berlin?" So you can imagine that we were afraid they are going to arrest me then.
2 years later, in 1989, von Keusler was working for the United Nations in Ethiopia. On November 9th, he woke up and turned on the radio as he did every morning.
I always listen to BBC in the morning. And while I was getting up, I heard a story from the BBC describing how they just put the wall down. And so I went to my colleagues in the coffee shop and said, "Listen, I have heard a nice story. It sounds like Orson Welles." But I couldn't believe the reality.
7 days later, von Keusler flew back to Germany.
I flew to Frankfurt and my wife picked me up and I said, "Do you know that in Berlin the wall is falling down?" And she was, of course, laughing because they knew already.
On the next Life in Berlin, Klaus von Keusler reflects back on the last 20 years and what the Mauerfall anniversary means to him. For NPR Berlin, I'm Sarah Richards.